book of Joel, chapter 1. Joel chapter 1 and verse number 1. Book of Joel, chapter 1 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel." So ang salita ng Panginoon ay dumating kay Joel na anak ni Pethuel. So si Joel ay isang propeta na ang focus niya ay ang tema o yung tema ng tinatawag na Araw ng Panginoon. Joel is a prophet whose vision or whose word, the word of the Lord that came to him, pertained to the coming of what we call the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord. Now, naalala ninyo, pag sinabi nating Day of the Lord, may two parts ang Day of the Lord. Ano ang two parts? Dalawang bahagi ng Day of the Lord. Who remembers the two parts that compose the Day of the Lord? When we say Day of the Lord, what two events are we referring to? Day of the Lord. Dalawang bahagi. What are the two parts of the Day of the Lord?
Tribulation and the millennium.
Yes. There's the 7 years. Tribulation. And the 1,000 years millennial reign. Millennial kingdom. So Joel was able to see the coming Day of the Lord. Yan ang dalawang bahagi ng Day of the Lord. Made up of two events. The Day of the Lord is coming. Ang aklat niya ay tatlong talata. At ito ay larawan ng parusa at panunumbalik. Joel was teaching. The word of the Lord came to him, and it's referring to punishment and repentance and restoration. So ginamit ni Joel ang mga sakuna na nangyari sa nakaraan upang bigyan ng babala ang mga taga-Juda o yung mga Hudyo na sila ay magsisi o haharap sila sa hatol ng Diyos. Joel wrote about the events of judgment that happened in the past, and he applied those judgments in the past as a warning to the southern tribe of Judah, the city of Jerusalem, that they would repent or face the judgment of God. Ganun naman talaga ang buhay Kristiyano. Kapag ang Kristiyano ay gumagawa ng mali, maaasahan ng Kristiyano, papaluin ka ng Diyos. Okay? And yung mga nangyari, yung pagpalo ng Diyos, hindi yan dahil hindi tayo mahal ng Diyos, kundi dahil inaalagaan tayo ng Diyos na manumbalik tayo sa Kanya. The purpose for God's punishment is for restoration. And so God gets our attention by punishing the disobedient Christian. Well, in the nation of Israel is an apostate nation, and they didn't listen to the message of the Lord, the word of the Lord, and so God has to judge them in order for them to repent so that God could restore them. Judgment and restoration, yun ang tema ng aklat ni Joel. So, ang propesya ni Joel ay patungkol sa pagbubuhos ng Diyos ng tribulation at saka millennial kingdom. Now, Joel, halimbawa, nandito si Joel. As the prophet Joel, he was able to see years, the Day of the Lord. Nakita niya, eto. Nakita niya ang pagpasok ng Day of the Lord. Ang simula ng 7-year tribulation. nakita niya ang Armageddon. Nakarinig na ba kayo ng Armageddon? Okay, ano yung Armageddon? Yung Armageddon, ito yung war, babalik si Jesus Christ, tapos yung mga puwersa ng Antikristo, puwersa ni Satanas at puwersa ng false prophet ay makikipagdigmaan kay Jesus Christ. Ang tawag doon, Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon. And Joel saw the tribulation period, the great tribulation period. Nakita nga niya yung kalagitnaan. Joel was able to see the great tribulation period. Ito, great tribulation. Yung unang 3.5 years, tribulation. Pero yung last 3.5 years, great tribulation. Yan, nakita ni Joel. Etong Armageddon, nakita ni Joel. When Jesus defeats the army of the Antichrist at Armageddon, there's coming a time where Jesus is going to rule and reign in the millennial kingdom. Nakita rin yan ni Joel. So when we study Joel, we're going to see this. We're going to see the great tribulation. We're going to see Armageddon. We're going to see the millennial kingdom. Because Joel saw it. And Joel also saw the inauguration of the 1,000 years. Nakita ni Joel yung pagpasok ng 1,000 years sa pamamagitan ng anointing ng Holy Spirit. Yan, yung tongues of fire. Yung pagpasok ng Holy Spirit. Kasi ibubuhos uli ang Holy Spirit sa simula ng millennial kingdom. God's going to pour His Holy Spirit out again at the millennial kingdom, inaugurating, beginning the millennial kingdom of God. And Joel saw the Holy Spirit being poured out that way. And we're going to read about that when we study the book of Joel. So Joel saw the day of the Lord. He saw all of this. And he's reporting to the southern kingdom of Judah. So bago natin tahakin ang laman ng mga talata ng aklat ni Joel, dapat bigyan natin pansin muna yung background information. Sino itong si Joel? Who is Joel? So before we get into all his contents, it'd be good to study who is Joel. So you always have to ask yourself, who is this? Who's writing? Who's he talking to? What's his background? Well, the name Joel means Jehovah is God. The name Joel means Jehovah is God. That's very interesting. Names have meanings. So let's put Joel over here. Yung pangalan niya, Jehovah is God. Joel. Lalagyan ko ng timeline para alam natin kung saan siya nanggaling. At yung pangalang Joel, very common sa Bible. So maraming mga magulang, pinangalanan nila yung anak nila, Joel. So very common. Para siyang John. Very popular name, John. Ano yung karaniwang pangalang sa Pilipinas? Anong pinaka ano? Karaniwang name sa Pinas? Juan. John din. Hannah. Kasi tatlo yung Hannah na kilala natin. Mark, o di ba? John, Mark. So Grace, so Lydia. Maraming Lydia sa Pilipinas. Hmm? Pedro, luma na yun. Oo, hindi na. Oo, nung pang-Kastilya. So anyway, but Joel is a common name. And his name is Jehovah is God. Si Jehovah ay ang Diyos. Common name. Siya ay anak ni Pethuel. Pethuel means persuaded of God. Or hinikayat ng Diyos. Now that one's an uncommon name. Siya ay nakatira sa Judah. Okay? Judah. He lives in Judah. So ano yan? Northern Kingdom or Southern Kingdom?
Southern
Kingdom. You guys remember your Old Testament survey? Southern Kingdom of Judah. Ano yung Northern Kingdom?
Israel.
Ano yung capital ng Israel? No. Samaria. Yes, this is the Northern Kingdom. Eh yung Southern Kingdom, ano yung capital nila? Jerusalem. Yo. Jerusalem. Now, bakit merong Northern Kingdom? Bakit merong Southern Kingdom? Saan nangyari ito?
Solomon,
that's right. So King Solomon died, and there was Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Nag-split yung kingdom. Nung namatay si Solomon, sabi nila, dalhin natin yung capital natin, tanggalin natin sa Jerusalem, dalhin natin sa Samaria, kasi mas malapit dito. Ang layo-layo naman ng church nila. Kaya tayo na sa Northern Kingdom. Dito na lang natin ilagay yung church. Sabi naman ng mga Southern Kingdom, hindi! Manatili dapat sa Jerusalem ang kaharian ng Diyos. Kaya nagkaroon sila ng civil war. Nag-split yung kingdom. Now, Rehoboam ang unang hari. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Noong namuno ang hari na si Joash, doon nagsilbi ang propetang Joel sa ikawalong hari ng Southern Kingdom of Judah. Malinaw? Okay? Yun naman Northern Kingdom, nandito yun. Meron din silang mga hari. So Joash was king when Joel took over the ministry, or the word of the Lord came to Joel under the leadership of King Joash. Now King Joash, if you want to learn the background of the setting of Joel, basahin mo yung 2 Kings. 2 Kings, chapter 11 and chapter 12. Doon mo mababasa ang kasaysayan ni Joash sa kapanahunan ni Joel. Doon mo matutuklasan, ito palang batang ito, nung sinilang siya, gusto siyang patayin ng reyna na si Atalaya, yung anak ni Ahab at saka Jezebel. Si Ahab at saka Jezebel, ang anak nila si Athaliah, gusto niya patayin lahat ng mga competition para siya ang mamuno. So tinago ni Jehoiada, yung pari ng Judah, tinago niya si Joash. Tapos nung 7 years old, pinaliwanag nila na siya talaga ang hari ng Judah. Tapos namatay si Athaliah, pinasok si Joash. 7 years old hari. Pero ano lang siya, kumbaga, naging assistant sa kanya yung si Jehoiada, yung pare. Tapos, lumaki siya, godly. Pero nung namatay si Jehoiada, naging masama si Joash. Pinatay ni Joash yung mga lahi ni Jehoiada. So, yan ang politika, life ni Joel. Okay, so you have an idea of his life, his ministry. The economy suffered greatly. They just got through a locust infestation. Tingnan mo ang chapter 1, verse number 2. Look at Joel chapter 1 and verse number 2. They had just gotten through a past locust experience. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your father? Tell ye your children of it, and your children tell their children and their children another generation that which the palmer worm hath left hath the locust eaten. Ay, ito palang palmer worm, yan yung salot, yung parang balang, kinain nila lahat ng mga palay, at yung naiwan na kinain ng palmer worm, dumating yung locust. Isa na namang uri yon ng palmer worm. Kinain yung mga nanatili. Tapos yung nanatili sa locust, kinain na naman ng isa pang uri, kung canker worm ang tawag doon. Tapos caterpillar, ang pinakahuli, kinain ng caterpillar kung anong naiwan. So talagang nasumpa ng Diyos ang Juda dahil sa kabaluktutan ng kanilang leader at dahil sa ekonomiya ng kanilang mga mamamayan. At ginamit ni Joel yung sakuna na yan para sabihan ng tao. Gaya ng nakita mo yung mga balang na ito na kumain ng lahat ng mga palay at inubos at walang iniwan, meron pong darating na balang na locust invasion, balang araw sa tribulation period. Now, nag-aaral tayo ng Revelation sa umaga. By the way, pag-aaralan din natin yung locust, demonic locust. Yun, nakita ni Joel yun. Okay, so Joel used the famine, the previous famine, to teach people about a coming day. That if you don't repent, God's going to judge you. And God's going to take away from you. He sends the canker worms. He sends the canker worms. Now, and the locusts. So, nag-ministry siya pagkatapos ni Obadiah. You remember studying Obadiah? Okay, si Obadiah, medyo maaga siya ng konti. Obadiah was probably around here. And then Joel, right after Obadiah, Joel comes up to the ministry. Now, ang kalaban ng mga Juda, tiga Juda, nung kapanahon ni Joel, ay Tyre, Sidon, Philistia, Egypt, at saka Edom. Makikita mo yan. Halimbawa, chapter 3. Look at chapter 3, verse number 4. Chapter 3, verse number 4. The enemies of the time frame of Joel and King Joash, you can see that in chapter 3, verse number 4. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own? And then look at verse number 19. Look at verse number 19. Egypt shall be a desolation. And Edom. Edom. Naalala niyo si Obadiah? Yung kalaban ng mga tiga Juda ay Edomites. Right? Remember that? Okay. So, kalaban pa rin nila, Edom. So, they have a lot of enemies. A lot of enemies in that time. Now, bakit tayo binigyan ng aklat ni Joel? What is the purpose of the book of Joel? Ano ang layunin ng Diyos kung bakit binigyan tayo ng aklat ni Joel? Well, una, ang pagpapahayag ng parating na hatol ng Diyos dahil sa kasalanan ng Juda at ng buong bansang Israel. Now, one reason why we have the book of Joel is because of a coming danger upon the nation of Judah for their sins against God and how God's going to judge Samaria and Jerusalem. God's going to bring judgment upon them. So ano ang ginamit ng Diyos para husgaan ang northern kingdom? Sino ang sumakop sa northern kingdom? No, not Babylon. Assyria. Naalala niyo yung Assyria? Yun, Assyria. Sila ang sumakop sa Samaria. At sinakop nila yan mas maaga pa, 922 BC. Bago pa sila, nakakop sila dito, 922 ng Assyria. Tapos, yun naman parating sa Juda, para sumakop sa Juda, ay yung Babylon. Pero mamaya pa yan, mga 586 BC. 586. Sila 922, sila 586. So mas maunang na-destroy ang Israel kesa sa Judah. So 586. Pero parating na yung Babylon. At yon ang aklat ni Joel. Sinasabi niya, magsisi na kayo kasi darating na yung judgment ng Panginoon. Now, judgment ang Assyria. Judgment ang Babylon. Tanong, meron bang judgment na parating sa mundong ito? Meron ba? What? Anong judgment yung parating dito? Kailan? When? Ano ang tawag natin sa parating na judgment ng Panginoon? What? Yun. 7 years tribulation period. Yung 7 years tribulation period, parating ho yan sa mundong ito. Nakita yan ni Joel. Parating ho yun. There is a judgment coming on this world. It's called the day of the Lord. It's called the tribulation period. It's called the great tribulation period. And God's going to pour His judgment upon this earth. And our message is the message of Joel. We call people to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because if people repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? They are not going to go through the day of the Lord, the 7-year tribulation period. Maiiwasan pala ang tribulation period? Pwede palang iwasan yun? Yes! Paano? Magsisi at sumampalataya kay Jesucristo. Tanggapin siya. Repent and believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you can avoid the 7-year coming, 7-year tribulation period. And so, this is a relevant message even for us today. Number 2, ang paghihikayat ng pagbabalik loob ng Juda sa Diyos. Always, ang Bible ay ang pagbabalik loob ng Kristiyano o ng tao sa Diyos. Yun ang message ng Bible. And Joel is no different. He's encouraging reconciliation to God. We need to reconcile with God. Number 3, ang pagpapahayag sa buong mundo na ang dakilang araw ng Panginoon na kung saan ang Diyos ay magdudulot ng hatol at hustisya sa lahat ay parating. So, look at the book of Joel, chapter 1 and verse 15. Book of Joel, chapter 1 and verse 15. And the third reason why Joel wrote the book, the word of the Lord came to him. The third reason is to talk about the day of the Lord. Look at chapter 1, verse number 15. Chapter 1, verse 15. Alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand. And as a destruction from the Almighty, it shall come. Tingnan mo ang chapter 2, verse number 1. Chapter 2, verse number 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Look at verse number 11, chapter 2, verse number 11. Chapter 2, verse number 11. And the Lord shall utter his voice from his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong and executeth his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Tingnan mo ang verse number 31. Chapter 2, verse 31. Chapter 2, verse 31. The sun shall turn into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So, pinaulit-ulit nakikita natin sa aklat ni Joel, itong day of the Lord. So, kailangan alam natin kung ano itong day of the Lord na ito. Look at chapter 3, verse number 14. Chapter 3, verse number 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And look at verse number 19. Look at verse number 19. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness for violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. No, wait, meron day dito. There's another reference to the day lang, hindi day of the Lord. Well, anyway. Well, there's a day there. Ang tawag dun. Ayun, yun, verse 18, I'm sorry. Verse 18. And it shall come to pass in that day. Yun, in that day. Anong day? Well, day of the Lord. So yun ang given kasi yung context ng book na ito ay puros day of the Lord. So, over and over again, Joel is telling us about the day of the Lord. And so this is a very prophetic book. Prophetic book. So, ang ministry ni Joel ay sa kapanahunan ng ikawalong hari ni Judah. Ng Judah na si Joash. Ang katangian ng pangangaral ni Joel ay prophecy. So this is an Old Testament prophetic book. It sees into the future. Biro mo, ang nakita ni Joel, lampas pa sa kapanahunan natin. Nakita niya yung tribulation, nakita niya yung Armageddon, nakita niya yung pagbuwas ng Holy Spirit sa Millennial Kingdom, at nakita rin niya ang Millennial Kingdom ng Panginoon. Must have been an amazing word of the Lord that came to him for him to see beyond our time even. Oh, an exciting book. Ang salita ng Diyos ay kinasihan ng Diyos at iningatan ng Panginoon at idinala kay Joel para sa bansang Israel. At hindi lang para sa kay Israel, kundi para rin sa atin. Now, the Bible says, look, go back to Joel chapter 1 verse 1. Joel chapter 1 verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel. The word of the Lord that came to Joel. So, just as an example, ang aklat ng Bible ay nasa langit. You know, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Alam mo ba yon yung aklat ng Panginoon? Yung King James natin. Preserba po yan sa langit. Our Bible is forever settled in heaven. Ibig sabihin, magmula pa sa simula ng mundong ito, nandun na ang buong salita ng Panginoon. Magmula Genesis hanggang Revelation. At isa sa mga aklat ay ang Book of Joel. At pagdating ng tamang panahon na kung saan si Joel ay naglingkod na bilang isang propeta, dumating ang salita ng Diyos kay Joel. The Word of God came from His forever settled Word in heaven. It's already written in heaven. Genesis to Revelation is already in heaven. This King James Bible reflects the Word of God in heaven. Kaya, mahalaga ang King James Bible. Hindi lang po ito salin. I know it's a translation. But it's not just a translation. This is the only English Bible that preserves the inspired words of God. You don't have a word of God if you don't have a King James Bible. Kasi may mga verses na wala sa mga modernong salin. Tinanggal nila ang 1 John 5:7, tinanggal nila ang Mark chapter 16 verse 8. Yun lang ang nasa kanila. Wala na yung verse 9 hanggang verse 20. Tinanggal nila ang John chapter 7. John chapter 8, wala na. Ang dami sa mga modernong salin. Kaya bakit tayo nagki King James, Pastor? Bakit King James? Ang hirap naman. Thee and thou. Ano yung thee and thou? Ang hirap. Alam nyo po, kung pag-aralan nyo lang ang Bible, hindi mahirap. And that's what we do here in church. We are studying the Bible and we're trying to make it easy so that you can understand the Bible. Now, the word of the Lord came to Joel. Pumunta kay Joel yung salita ng Diyos. So, tanong, nung binigay ng Diyos ang kanyang salita kay Joel, may mistake ba? May pagkakamali? May pagkukulang ba? Baka may nawala? Baka may missing books yung Bible natin? Meron ba? Wala. Wala. O di, pag binuksan mo yung Bible, nandyan ang Book of Joel. Nakikita nyo ba yung Book of Joel sa Bible ninyo? Okay? So, nandyan yung Book of Joel. Di ba? Okay? May kulang ba yan? O may, no, baka may nawala? No? No. Everything here is perfect. The way God wanted it to be. This is God's Word. And it came from heaven. This is God's holy Word from heaven. And it came to Joel. And then Joel wrote it down. And Joel, when he wrote it down, was inspired of the Lord. He produced the book of Joel. At yung book of Joel naman yan, sinong tumanggap dyan? Israel. Israel received the word of the Lord. Kaya sa Hebrew Bible, meron silang book of Joel. Tapos, sa kapanahonan natin, sino pang tumanggap niyan? Hindi lang Israel. Church. Not only did Israel receive the word, but the church, the churches of the Lord, received the word of God. That's why we have the book of Joel in our Bible. It came from Joel. Where did Joel get it from? It came from God. Now, was there a mistake here? Wala. May mistake dito? Wala rin. May mistake dito? Wala. So, pag binasa mo yung Book of Joel, may mistake ba ang Book of Joel? Wala. It's a miracle book. It is the Word of God. So, ang salita ng Diyos ay kinasihan ng Diyos at iningatan ng Diyos. At hindi lang para sa Israel ito, para rin ito sa atin. Para alam natin ang patungkol sa parating na araw ng Panginoon. At handa tayo. Now, paano ka magiging handa? Kailangan save. Save ka. Paano ka magiging save? Magsisi at tanggapin si Jesus Christ. Doon save. Yun ang salvation. So, sa mga Israelites, ang panlabas na anyo ng relihiyon, meron sila. Pero yung puso nila, malayo sa Diyos. Kaya nga hinato sila ng Diyos. Ang mga sakuna ay kapanahunan na dapat sila ay manumbalik sa Diyos. Ganon din po tayo sa church natin. Yung mga pagsubok na dinadala ng Diyos sa buhay natin ay dapat maging paalala sa atin na manumbalik tayo sa Diyos. Mayroon tayong kapatawaran at pag-asa dahil sa Messiah ng Israel. Sino yon? Si Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Ito yung tinatawag na introduction natin sa aklat ni Joel. Pag-aaralan natin ang mga verses at yung mga visions ni Joel, pag-aaralan natin yan. Pero sa ngayon, bakit tayo merong aklat ni Joel? Alam nyo na ang dahilan. Meron tayong tatlong dahilan. Pero ang salita ng Panginoon ay dumating kay Joel. I'm thankful for the word of the Lord that came to Joel. That God knows our future. Tayo ba alam ba natin kung anong future natin? No. Pero ang Diyos na nagligtas sa atin, alam niya ang future natin. At kung ang future mo medyo malabo, kumapit ka sa kamay ng Diyos. Kasi yung kamay niya ang maggagabay sa'yo sa ngayon at sa iyong kinabukasan. Father in heaven, we thank you. That although our future sometimes is not clear, we can trust you and your word that, Lord, you will walk us through our testings and our trials to reconcile us to yourself. And Father, I pray that we grab hold of your word. It's like grabbing hold of your hand. And that we can trust you. We don't know our future, but we know you know the future. And we're safe in your hands. Father, we thank you. We love you. And we ask that we would reconcile ourselves to you afresh. Forgive us of our sins, cleanse us, and make us whole. And Father, we will praise and give you glory and honor for your answers to our prayers according to your word and will. Bless us now for Jesus' sake, and in his name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and you are dismissed.